Blog Talk Radio. like the sunrise, constant every day. Every breath I breathe, an invitation to believe you are creating something good. Though this season doesn't tell my story, I know you'll move mountains for me. You're just that.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight on Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to be with me all tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you, whether you're listening on the phone lines, online, or on the podcast. I truly thank you so much. The two songs I played for tonight to open up the service were You Know My Name, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, featuring Jimmy Gravity. And the second song was I'll Give Thanks by House Fires featuring Kirby Capel. With that being said, let's get right into it for tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the strength, oh God, to bring forth this message the way that you gave it to me, God, that your name may get the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. That's Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 from the CEB. Jesus went back to Capernaum, and a few days later, people heard that he was at home. Then so many of them came to the house that there wasn't any standing room left in front of the door. Jesus was still teaching when four people came up carrying a man on a mat because he could not walk. But because of the crowd, they could not get him to Jesus. So they made a hole in the roof above him and let the man down in front of everyone. Now, the Bible clearly tells us to do not be anxious about anything. Philippians 4 and 6, NIV. But let's be honest. A lot of times, that's easier said than done. A lot of times, that's easier said than done. Think about it. How many times over the years have you found yourself anxious in a situation, and next thing you know, anxiousness had turned into desperation, and out of desperation for what you wanted, you went and did something drastic that you can't take back. And by desperation, I mean the feeling of being in such a bad situation that you would take any risk, I mean any risk, to change it. That's the Cambridge Dictionary definition. The Cambridge Dictionary definition said of desperation is that feeling that you get when you're in such a bad situation that you would take any risk to change it. Let's talk. Let's talk because of four men. I love how the CEV puts it. Other translations say four men. But this particular translation actually says four people because it could have been either gender. It could have been a man or female. It could have been any one of us in a situation just like this, a desperate situation. So let's talk. Because the four men, the four people in tonight's foundational text are not the only ones to ever get anxious, to ever get desperate in a situation. They're not the only ones who have ever done something drastic out of desperation to save a loved one, to help a close friend. Desperation is something we have all experienced. Out of desperation, we have all done something we can't take back. Some of you, if you just let your mind go back a little bit, you can remember something you did out of desperation. Others of you, you might have to let your mind go back a little farther. But you too, including me, we've all done something out of desperation, something we can't take back, something we might even regret doing now, looking back. But it's done. It's done. Out of desperation, tonight's message. Just recently, desperation took center stage in the news as a very familiar television star was allegedly accused of doing something out of desperation for the sake of her children's educational futures. News spread about a group of wealthy parents who allegedly decided to use their money to get their children into a top-level college. One of the couples out of a group of 30-something parents who allegedly were involved have been charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering and conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud after allegedly paying $500,000 to fraudulently get their two daughters admitted into this top level college, into a certain top level college. Talk about desperation. $500,000. That's a lot of desperation. The couple pleaded not guilty to the charges in April and appeared closer to a trial in which this couple, both the male and the female, remember I said it could go either way because all of us have been desperate, both the mother and the father could face years of prison time if convicted. Aside from the wealthy part, have you ever done something out of desperation for your children? Now, forget about all the money involved. Have you ever done something out of desperation for your children? Do you know what it feels like to sacrifice yourself, to throw yourself under the bus for the sake of having something better for your children's futures? Do you know what it feels like to sacrifice yourself? Think about it if you're a mother or a father. Do you know what it feels like to sacrifice yourself, to throw yourself under the bus, so to speak, for the sake of having something better for your children's futures? All of us want our kids to have a better future than what we ended up with. All of us want our kids to end up doing better than we've done. So if you're a parent, of course, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe you've never actually done anything that would be considered illegal for them. Or have you? Let's talk. But if you thought about it even for a half a second, now this is straight from the Bible, but if you thought about it for even a half a second, according to the Bible, you're guilty. The Bible gives the example of thinking of a woman lustfully and says that if you thought about it, then guess what? You're guilty of committing adultery with her in your heart. Matthew 5:28, New King James. Again, that's Matthew 5:28, New King James. So, newsflash, if you thought about it, whatever you thought about, even though physically you didn't do it, mentally and emotionally, you are guilty. So who are you and I to judge those involved allegedly in the college scandal that has made headlines? And who are we to judge the four men, the four people in tonight's foundational text, for that matter? We must remember the only reason our deeds, the things we've done out of desperation, is not headline news, is because of God's grace. All of us has a past. All of us have a past. And the reason why our past hasn't been exposed is because of God's grace. Some of you definitely can judge them because some of you, just like the men, the four men, just like the four people, it's a nice foundational text. The only reason they didn't go to jail for disturbing the peace, all the noise they kept up, making a hole in the roof of a house, think about it, the only reason they didn't go to jail for disturbing the peace, after literally making a hole in the roof and keeping up all that noise, the only reason they didn't go to jail for destruction of private property is because of Jesus. It was Jesus' house. So he let them slide. And so many times he lets us slide with things, even though he knows there should be a punishment. And the only reason some of you don't have an arrest record is because of Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm coming to real tonight. And the only reason some of you don't have an arrest record is because of Jesus. It's not because you didn't do it. Out of desperation, you did what they accused you of. Oh, you did it. But because of Jesus, but Jesus. That's why you don't have a arrest record, but Jesus. If somebody asks you how come you're still free, somebody that knows you and they ask you why you're still free, after all the dirt that you've done, be honest and tell them it's because of Jesus. You got tired of seeing your loved one, tired of seeing your friend unable to stand on their own two feet, unable to get themselves together for themselves and those who need them. You got tired of your own shoulders being pinned on the mat and people considering you down and out. You got tired of having to be carried by God's grace month to month. You felt like you were abusing his grace, and you just got tired of being carried month to month because not even work was working out for you. Somebody, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because not even work was working out for you. So you did something drastic. You did something out of desperation that you thought would get God's attention. I guess you could say it was your SOS, your cry for help. Now, maybe you didn't make a hole in the roof of someone else's house. Maybe you didn't do that. But maybe you did try to bribe your way into a better position at work. Come on now, maybe you did try to bribe your way into a better position at work. The same way those parents allegedly tried to bribe their way into a better educational learning opportunity for their children. You know that bribe, that offer you made, and no, it wasn't money. And yes, I'm trying to stay ladylike on tonight because I could tell you exactly what the bribe was. I'm just going to say, no, it wasn't money. You know what you did, but still, a bribe is a bribe. The point is, coming back to the main point for tonight, you did something out of desperation. We all have. But is it really how God wants us to act when faced with situations? But is that really how God wants us to act when faced with situations? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. God doesn't want us being anxious. Hear me, God doesn't want us being anxious, being desperate and out of desperation, doing something that brings him no glory. God doesn't want us being anxious and being desperate and out of desperation, doing something that brings him no glory, but actually draws attention to the old man, draws attention to the person we used to be before Christ. Because remember, if you've been following Living Fire a long time, then you remember the revelation that God gave me, that he just delivers us enough to use us. He definitely doesn't want the old man coming back up because he just delivers us enough to use us. But that's exactly what happens when we fall into desperation, when we get trapped off in desperation, and the things we do are not done decent and in order. And we start acting like we used to act before Christ. Let's look at some scriptures. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 from the NIV. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, every situation means every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your prayer request, plural meaning more than one, because most of the time we need this, this, and this, and that too. And God knows. That's what's wonderful about God. So the scripture says, present your request, plural. It has an S on the end. If you look it up in the NIV, that's Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. If you look it up in the NIV, request actually has an S on the end, so it's plural. Present your request. Your request is plural to God. The NIV, the New Living Translation says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Again, sometimes that's easier said than done. And verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Perhaps if the four men, the four people in tonight's foundational text, had actually prayed before picking up their disabled friend and starting on their way, maybe, just maybe, things would have turned out differently. Those of you who have ever prayed in advance for a good parking space, I'm talking to you, those of you who have ever prayed in advance for a good parking space, prayed in advance for a good seat when you knew it would be crowded, and by the time you got where you were going, it was handled. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Had the four men, the four people in tonight's text, thought to pray and make their request plural, known to God with thanksgiving, Jesus could have done without the hole in his roof. That could have been avoided had they thought to pray in advance. Jesus could have done without the hole in his roof. But no, not us. Most of us, like the four men, like the four people in tonight's foundational text, our first instinct is not to pray. It's sad to say, but our first instinct most of the time is not to pray. It's not to pray, but it is to carry something, to touch something, to try and hold on to something that's not our responsibility to hold on to, not our responsibility to carry or to touch. And the first thing we want to say is, I got all this on me. But love, it wasn't even yours to carry. Somebody, it wasn't even your burden to be trying to lift, to be trying to touch. It wasn't your responsibility. And that creates worry. That's where worry comes in. Then we spend the next unlimited amount of hours worrying and forfeiting the peace of God. We end up forfeiting the peace of God, the peace that God has promised us. Somebody, you have no peace. You're anxious and desperate because you don't ask God first before you start doing stuff. It's just point blank and simple. You have no peace, you're anxious and desperate because you don't ask God first before you start doing stuff. Somebody, you want God to speak. Try worshiping him. Acts 13 and 2 from the NIV says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, so don't tell me in this day and age that God does not still have a voice in this land, in this earth. Oh, yes, he does. He does have a voice, you know. No need to be anxious or desperate and out of desperation do something you will regret later. No need for all of that. Worship him. Settle your spirit, calm down, and get somewhere and worship him. Invite him in so that he can speak to you about some things. Invite him in so he can speak to you about some things. And last but not least, if what you have been all anxious about and desperate about, doing what you're doing or have done out of desperation for money, from selling drugs to selling your body, and if it's really just about making a better life for yourself and for your kids, side note, if it's for another reason, you need to check yourself. But if it's really for you, for making a better life for yourself and for your kids, then this last scripture is for you. This is Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 from the New King James. This is Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 from the New King James. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. But then, what would happen then? But then, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You see, it's right there. You can make your own way prosperous. I can't say this enough. I remember when I first read this verse and discovered that I can make my own way prosperous. God put that in my hand. I can make my own way prosperous. You can make your own way prosperous and have good success. If you stay in the book, what book prophecy says, if you stay in the Bible, glory to God, if you stay in the book, if you stay in the Bible, there's wisdom for your life in both the Old Testament. Though some people don't like to read the Old Testament, there's wisdom for your life in both the Old Testament with the laws and in the New Testament with the principles. You need both daily. Practicing what you read is key. Don't just read it. Don't just meditate on it, but practice what you read daily. Practicing it. Practicing what you read is key. Let's pray. Father God, help us cease from worry and rebuild our faith, our trust in you. Help us not be anxious, but still. Help us not be desperate and out of desperation do crazy stuff. You know, like we do, to help us to not do crazy stuff. Instead, help us to stay focused and determined to stay in your word, practicing it and obeying. We repent for taking matters into our own hands at times, and I trust in you to come through. Tonight, we ask for your forgiveness, Father. Thank you in advance for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Father God, touch and deliver those who are anxious and desperate because they don't know you. Allow the Holy Spirit to make himself known to them this week and cause them to reach out for you and your son, to reach out for Jesus, renouncing their sins and accepting him. Amen. So be it. Let it be so in somebody's life. Somebody receive salvation on tonight. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, perhaps you need to be led in salvation in a more deeper way, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690 or email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now via Blog Talk Radio, I do not believe that you're there in vain, that you're on the line for a reason. If you're on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer need, press 1 on your phone. That's right. Just press 1 on your phone, and that will let me know that you're there and you need prayer. And I will be right with you after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, go to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire or the Cash App. The Cash App is $ and Prolific Fire. The P in Prolific is capital as well as fire written all together, as well as the F in fire, Prolific Fire written all together. And as usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. On Instagram at Prophet Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. You can inbox me on either one of those, DM me on either one of those. That's fine. If you need prayer, biblical consultation, some people just reach out that way, and that's fine as well. Again, the Twitter is at Prolific Fire. The Instagram is at Prophet Stacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, check out this ministry's website. Go to prolificfire.com. Many of you have heard me talk about sponsoring children. I've been doing so almost 22 years at the end of this month. To God be the glory. If you like to sponsor a child through World Vision, I am a child ambassador for World Vision. So go to this ministry's website and you will find out how to do that. Now they have two options. You can either choose the child that you want to sponsor, or you can sign up to be chosen and let the child choose you. Either way, you can become a sponsor. It's a great opportunity for both you and the child. So much love and so much growth is in the midst of a situation like sponsorship. It's for them, but it's also for you. And everything about it is for God's glory. So a child in need needs you, so check that out. Also, you can give your prayer request on the website. Again, it's prolificfire.com. You can donate on the website if you desire to. Or perhaps you're somebody that has pain. We all have pain. I mean physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain, pain from a situation, a divorce or whatever. If you have pain, do you not know that you can train the pain to work for you? Oh, yes, you can. If you need to, you can sign up for Train the Pain sessions with yours truly. The Train the Pain session is just $35 per session. That is very cheap, very, very cheap. And considering the revelation that God has given me about this, that is very, very cheap, but I wanted to make it affordable for everybody. So if you need that, if that's something that you need, that you want to look into, go to prolificfire.com. And yes, you can pay through your PayPal or the Cash App. But sign up for it on prolificfire.com. Then join us. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight, you can always join us for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. We always have a wonderful time in prayer because God meets us there. That's why it's so wonderful. So if you need prayer or encouragement, join us Friday night for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Again, it's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific by calling a number that many of you call tonight, 347-426-3782. Again, it's 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too. So call in. Even if you don't have a specific prayer request, still call in because you can never, never, never get too much prayer. There's always room for prayer. Then join me and Prophetess Pate right back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, where Prophetess Pate will be sharing with us on the subject of faith. And anybody that knows her, faith is her anointed area. She's anointed to talk about faith. She has lived faith. She continues to live faith. She is a woman of faith. So if you need a lesson on faith, on some area of faith, really everything has to do with faith. We must walk by faith. We must live by faith. So if you want to know about faith and how to boost your faith, be sure to be with us next Monday night. To God be the glory. And before I close out for the final on tonight, I just want to go one more time. Is there anybody on the phone line tonight needing prayer? Because I don't want to hang up and then somebody say, I need prayer, but I didn't get it. If you need prayer, press 1 on your phone. Now is your time. If not, I'm just going to assume that nobody needs prayer on tonight. But if you do, you can reach out to me later on in the week. I gave you the information. Or you can tune in on Friday. Either way, prayer is available for you. Reach out, join us. We are here for you. With that being said, everybody have a blessed, have an awesome night in the Lord. Good night.